Well, hello there, and welcome once again to Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore, joined for another episode. Catherine's becoming quite the regular on the show. Catherine Versiglio, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you here. And you see yourself as a coach. You're like right now like my Ed McMahon. You know who that is?
I'm wrestler.
No. Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson's host for years.
Oh.
And all he did, he sit on the couch.
Who's the wrestler?
That's Vince McMahon.
Vince.
He's in trouble right now. I wouldn't say you're Vince McMahon. I would say you're Ed McMahon.
No, I'm not in trouble.
But you do a good job. You know, you laugh at my jokes, even when they're not funny. I appreciate that, which is rare. Let's be honest with that. Rare. Yeah. They're rather funny. But, you know, you throw in a question every now and then. So you do everything that a good co-host should do.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to give out an award at the end of the year. Co-host of the year.
Ooh.
So anybody that, you know, I'm going to have a special prize. Okay. And I don't think there's no. Okay, so we got, Catherine's got a shot. At least has no shot whatsoever. But Cameron, you have a shot, obviously.
You better take that back.
Okay, I take it back. But she has no shot.
I'm fighting for you, Lisa.
Lisa knows. Jaslyn, whoever does it, I'm going to give like a special award out. What do you think, Cam? Think it's a good idea?
Yeah, Jaslyn kind of one-upped me by, you know, hosting. Like, she entered the host.
Yeah, she brought you to the intro.
Yeah.
When are you going to do that?
You can make a comeback.
Yeah. All you got to do is say, welcome to Chamber Chat, and then...
Next podcast, I'll do the whole podcast.
Okay.
You do the whole podcast?
Did you hear that?
She's the going, whole thing. She's shaking her head, no.
It's on recording now, so... No.
We also got Jackson Reardon. Jackson started to join us now. Let me say this, too. Jackson, it hadn't aired yet, but he was on one of our episodes with we did a couple episodes with the Junior Ambassadors. We hope to do more. Catherine runs the Junior Ambassador Program for the Chamber Chat. Catherine, talk real quick about the Junior Ambassador Program, what it is, and then I got a compliment for you guys.
So we have quite the group this year. We've got close to 40 students, and we've got a good bit of those that are going to be rolling off when they graduate this year. But the junior ambassadors come to all of our events and help us with setup, takedown, working the bounce houses, face paint, dressing up as like Chase from Paul Palooza for Paul. I just forgot.
That's okay. They help me.
Paul Patrol.
Good save, Cameron.
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited to have that many this year. So we've got a great group.
They also help me on stage, some of them, which I really appreciate. They do. I need Jamie helpers. I know Gavin's been one of my favorite helpers, probably the most popular junior ambassador of all time. we venture to say that?
We could say that.
We could definitely say that. But a lot of good events. And I was going to say with the junior ambassadors, so those two episodes were fantastic. So you should be very proud. They did a good job. They were well spoken. They answered questions. They had fun. And so we're going to try to get more of those as we go through the year. And give those young people a chance to shine. Yeah. That's what we do on Chamber Chat. Yeah. Well, speaking about a chance to shine, obviously we talk a lot. I talk a lot. But one of the main reasons we do Chamber Chat is to get people that are in the community to come on the podcast and talk about what they do. So we've got the CEO, that's Chief Executive Officer, Cameron, of the YMCA. Michael Tellerico. Did I get that right?
You did.
I deserve something for that.
Oh, Jamie.
Thank you. Impressed. Thank you.
You get a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm used to this.
A
used
legit
to applause.
Round of applause.
So, Michael, welcome to the podcast. And we're going to talk about the YMCA. And you got big news coming up, possibly around Memorial Day.
Yes. Yeah, we are moving in a very fast pace here in Hueytown. We opened up our youth center in 2020.
Okay.
Have been doing limited child care there mainly through the summer, but have kicked in high gear this year and are running after school. We're picking up at Concord, Hueytown Primary, Hueytown Intermediate, running the after school program and looking to open a swimming pool this summer. So we've been working on it. We acquired the old Hueytown Swim Club in 2016 it closed. We picked it up a couple years later. We're looking to run a campaign in 2020, and was not a good year to raise money.
We all felt that.
We pushed back a little bit. We've been raising funds, and we're looking at a campaign of about $150,000 to reopen the pool, and our board of directors have committed to help fund the project, and we will begin actively working in the next couple of weeks with planned open Memorial Day of this year.
So before we talk more about the YMCA, I do want to ask you a couple questions. Are you originally from the Birmingham area?
Originally Tuscaloosa, but I've been with the Y now 34 years and have just been kind of all over the Southeast, Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina, and wound up back close to home.
Where did you go to school at in Tuscaloosa?
Went to Tuscaloosa County High, but went to the University of Alabama.
Okay, so went Tuscaloosa County. Is that the Falcons?
No, that would be the Wildcats.
There you go. I was close, though. I was close.
You were close.
Very close. It's kind of a, yeah, you got the white. Yeah, it's one of them flies, one of them's really mean.
Right.
Yeah. So, you, University of Alabama graduate. Okay, so who was the coach at Alabama when you were in school?
Come on now, don't date me that. Don't date me that.
You know, I didn't want you know. We're going to ask your age, but I think I just want to hear because I was having this conversation with somebody today, and we were talking about coaches at the University of Alabama, and it went to you know we were talking about the best, the worst, whatever. So I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
You may.
Bill Curry.
We did have Curry for a while. So.
And then Gene.
I was there with Gene.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good. So you saw a lot of good football after Curry.
After Curry and you know Coach Fran and you know that guy from up north somewhere, he lasted a day or two. I don't know if
yeah. That's yeah. He wasn't the right fit. Unfortunately, probably had a little too much fun in the state of Alabama. But great. So what made you decide to get into the Y, get in the field of child care?
Well, originally started in aquatics, lifeguard, running the pool. Started working with teens and then just found a passion for it and stayed with it and got to do a lot of different things and everything from sports to child care, fitness, and everything in between and just really found passion for what the Y did and the meaning of the Y and how it helps the community.
What was the first Y that you worked at?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay, okay. Is it that Y still there?
It's now a grassy knoll, but they did build, the one I worked at is gone, but they have built a new one.
Okay, so you started working there. At what point in time did you know, okay, this is my career, this is what I want to do?
I'd say about 2 years in.
Okay.
I was pre-law, was kind of what I was going in. Was working in aquatics and had, it's funny because somebody asked me the same thing today, so fresh on my mind. Obviously, it's a story I got to tell. So.
Sure.
Was doing some rehab, some water rehabilitation for stroke patients, and working with the guy came in. He was in a wheelchair from the front of the building back to the pool. We developed a very specialized program for him with exercise. And about 3 months after working with him, I was talking to his wife and just, you know, how's Mr. Dodd doing? How, you know, how's he doing at home? And she told me, she said, you know, he gets home, he can sit in his recliner, and he can lift the lever up and put his feet up at the end of the day. And, you know, that's just something that so many of us take for granted. And just getting to be a part of that, I said, man, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is just what I'm made to do and where I want to be helping people.
You realized I'm making a difference that maybe, yeah, I might one day make a lot of money as a lawyer, but right now I'm making a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
And that can be very powerful.
Absolutely.
So Tuscaloosa, where'd you go after Tuscaloosa, which Y'd you go to?
Well, I went from Tuscaloosa to Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
And then went to South Carolina and then got to come back and work with swim team at UA.
Okay.
Worked with Coach Don, worked with their USA swimming team, got to work with their sprinters a little bit, and from there went back to the Y and then wound up in Texas and then Tennessee and then back in Birmingham area.
So is the home office you're at, is it Bessemer?
Correct. We're an independent, so we're not connected by management with other YMCAs. We are a local entity.
Because a lot of Ys are connected together. It's one big family.
Correct.
But Bessemer is its own entity. How did that happen and why did that happen?
Back in 1920 when it was formed, there was a group of community leaders that said, we want a YMCA in our community. We want to serve the Western Cutoff. And they petitioned and raised the funds and started YMCA. And we've just always been a single independent branch.
Now, how long have you been the CEO?
I've been here since July of 2016.
Okay. So you've been here for a good 7 years as a CEO. And as a CEO, if people don't know, you're in charge of everything. every, you know, you've got people obviously that work under you, but you make the call.
Correct.
What is the toughest job, the hardest part about being a CEO? And I ask a tough hitting questions here, ladies and gentlemen. That's
you
know, what I do.
You ask some tough questions. Just being responsible for so much.
Okay.
The people that work for us, you know, we've got to make sure that the funding's there, that we're able to pay our bills, take care of our staff, take care of our facility, meet the needs of our community. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. I wouldn't do anything different. But we've got a great group of board members that really make sure financially the YMCA is where it needs to be.
What made, what was your decision to move into the Hueytown area? Okay, so you talk about the pool, but you also have got another building. Your youth center opened up right kind of close. It's kind of old softball field right there, right?
Yeah, the old Council of Clubs.
Yeah.
So we were approached back in 2018 if we'd be interested in the pool. Had to do a lot of stuff to be able to take that facility over. And as we said, yeah, this is a good option for us. We can serve the community. We can meet needs. And it's, you know, the facility still has life in it. In the process of that, we were approached about the old Council of Clubs. So that building was actually given to the city, and we're in a lease with the city for that property.
Yeah, and again, people need to understand, when you're talking about opening a pool, it's not like you can just go put some water and chlorine in it. There's a lot of work. You've got to get the pool ready. It's got to be up to code. It's got to make, you know, it's got to meet all the safety specifications that it has to make. So has that been a problem? Has that been an issue?
So the biggest issue when it closed is it had a leak.
Okay.
It had a substantial leak that it was losing a lot of water, so they were just constantly running water in it to keep it full, which, of course, meant running chemicals in it. So the first thing we did is we located the leak and repaired it. Before we could determine if we could even save the pool, we had to see how bad it was. So we made an initial investment of about $10,000, and we drained it, pressurized the lines, and we found a break in the skimmer and the return lines. So it was losing water coming to the pool, then it was losing water going back to the filtration system. So we were able to repair that, test the main drain. It tested fine, that there were no issues. So without having to break the bottom of the pool, it was worth fixing. So it's going to start with a complete rehaul of the filtration system, where the pipes come out of the wall. Everything's getting cut off and replaced. We've had it inspected by our electricians. They've deemed that the electrical's good. We met with Alabama Power this week to get the meter put back on and put some very substantial lighting around it. So it's going to be extremely bright around that facility just to deter any issues.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first phase, is the pool itself. And then the building, which is not in bad shape, just considering it's been closed as long as it was. So we're redoing all the plumbing, painting, repairs, roof work, landscaping work. So all that's scheduled to begin mid to late March.
Was the building, was it like locker room? Was it a concession stand? What was the building?
All of the above.
Okay,
so,
great.
I don't know there's really a technical term. I've always, in the pool world, called it a bathhouse. Okay. So it's got a concession stand on the back side, and then the front side of it is what they would call the office or check-in area. And then the two sides are the men's changing room and the women's changing room.
Okay, and this was a pool that was open for years, right?
Yeah.
The pool is located behind, wait for it, Gilmore Stadium.
Gilmore Vines.
Well, but Gilmore, yeah. Yeah, Gilmore, get that right, the first part of it. It's located right by there, and it's been closed since how long?
I want to say 2016 was the last year of operation.
Yeah, so people are really, they're going to be really excited about this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because,
especially right before summer.
So, if you want to get involved with the YMCA, you've got an after-school program you talked about, and then you got the summer program. Have y'all started to sign up for the summer program yet?
We won't start sign up until March 1st. So we've actually made the registration forms. They'll start getting distributed to schools within the next 2 weeks. So we'll do registration all the way up until summer, and we'll start summer camp. We'll begin the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
And you'll run through the first of school?
Correct. I want to say without looking at a calendar, I was actually working on the form today. I would say the May 29th through August 2nd Okay. It sounds like today. So we'll go all the way until school returns.
Oh, that's good.
And how has the growth been since you've opened up the Y here in Hueytown? How's that? Is it, you know, and I guess you're talking about 2020 after that, because we know that COVID slowed a lot of things down. But is it, have you caught back up? Have you picked back up?
You know, it's definitely moving in the right direction. Our plan initially was that all the work was getting done on the facility and that we were going to open for summer camp of 2020. Well, of course, COVID hit, and our numbers at the Bessemer location, we dropped from about 190 kids a day with summer camp down to about 40.
Wow.
And so there just was not a need to try and run two programs. So we waited a year. We ran the facility for the e-learning days. So whenever schools were out for e-learning, we boosted the Wi-Fi mm-hmm. signal in it, and we're able to run that facility for e-learning days. And then we got to summer camp of 2021. Had decent numbers, and we're like, okay, we can roll into an after-school program. But if you tried to buy a used vehicle after COVID, they weren't available. And kind of rolled in the same with looking at a bus for transportation. They just weren't available. So we waited another year, just did some events and stuff, and ran summer camp last year. Our child care director did a really good job with the program, and we're like, hey, it's time to do after school. So we took one of the vehicles from the Y and brought over here. So it has its own dedicated transportation fleet. And so she's done a really good job of building up the program.
What's your ADA right now for after school at the UDL?
Well, what we're at right now is about 15 kids. Our goal, because of the size of the facility, is probably about 50, and about the same number with summer camp.
Sure.
With summer camp, we'll run K through fifth grade.
Yeah.
After school, we're doing K through fifth grade as well.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think everybody in Hueytown is excited that you're here, that you're opening the pool, that you're offering another opportunity, a good program for the kids here. And to me, you can't have enough good child care programs. There's a lot out there. Hopefully, they're all doing a good job, because our kids deserve that. Mm-hmm. So thank you, and thank you to the YMCA for opening this facility up and opening this pool back up.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, so one of the questions we haven't hit on is, you know, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be the same?
Yeah.
We really want to take what we do at the YMCA and plant it right here in this community. You know, we don't just want a swimming pool for people to come and lay out and swim. We want swim lessons, lifeguard training, private group lessons, rentals, child care to be able to come in and use it, other centers to be able to come in. We want it to really be the hub in aquatics for the community with group exercise classes and kind of the full gamut of programming, not just, hey, somewhere to go swim and relax, but we want programming there where there's excitement and things to do other than just swim.
How big is the pool?
As far as dimensions?
Or like feet, I guess.
It's kind of an awkward shape, but the main length going from to the diving well is 25 yards.
Okay.
So it would be kind of what you would consider a standard, but then it has a side piece that is more a shallow area that's great for doing lessons or doing like a group exercise class.
And I guess, is it a 6-foot pool or?
No, it's got the higher dive, so it does go down considerably deeper in the deep end. But
it's got a high dive. All right. You don't see that a lot.
You going to get on the high dive, Jamie?
I will. Cannonball.
I was just going to say, do a cannonball.
Well, with our insurance, that is probably one of the things that we will renovate and remove. But we're looking at doing a slide structure out there.
Okay. Well, and I was about to say, you don't see high dives. And I think the reason being is there's a lot of chances to get hurt on a high dive. They're great,
though.
But you just don't see them around anymore. Right. I mean, I haven't seen a high dive. I can't tell you last time.
So my grandfather was a Birmingham police officer, and so we would go to the FOP.
Oh, okay.
And jump off the high dive.
High dive's awesome.
You were asking about childhood memory. That's probably like in the summertime. I'm like, yes, we get to go to the high dive today.
Like the last time I remember a high dive was I was like in kindergarten, and during the summer I would go to Pleasant Grove Baptist for summer camp, and sometimes we'd go over to the pool in Pleasant Grove, and they had a high dive. Never jumped off of it though.
Yeah.
I was too scared. I was still in the. I'm too far away.
Yeah.
I was still in the the
life jacket. Yeah.
With the shoulder pads, it goes across. Yeah. That's what I was still in.
Well, and I remember, I think I was 9 the first time I jumped off. And it took me a while. Like, I would go to the edge and go, I can't do this. Goodbye. Yes. And then, I can't do this. And then finally just said, okay, whatever, let's do this. I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't think that y'all would have a high dive there. But that slide sounds fun. And listen, it sounds like it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of our local kids in the community.
We're looking forward to it. We got a long way to go, but we've got a plan in place, and everybody's lined out and ready to start work as soon as the weather warms up a little bit and we get power back to the facility. The community's going to just start to see a lot going on there and a lot of contractors in and out and construction going on. So we're excited, and we've kind of pushed this as long as we could, and you know, we've raised some money, and so we're looking at Memorial Day of 2024 to reopen the Hueytown Swim Club.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, we are excited. Yeah. Now, Michael, we're about to play 5 questions. These questions have no meaning. They're random. In fact, Cameron's always really good at this. She's always asked the best questions, so I'm so excited about her and the opportunity. So I'm going to ask the first. Jackson, you're going to ask the third. Second. That's what I said. Third, fourth, fifth. There we go. Are we ready? We excited?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say real quick, Cameron, a high dive is where...
Listen, don't make fun of Cameron. That's not cool. We don't want...
You were doing it
all last podcast. All right, here we go. First question. You got to pick one of these. A chocolate M&M, a peanut M&M, or the peanut butter M&M. What's your go-to there?
Ooh, definitely the peanut.
To the peanut, okay. Peanut. I'm a peanut butter fan. But, same. I mean, big props to the peanut, and chocolate's probably my least favorite. But peanut butter, oh, man, I can eat the big mega pack. Is there sugar in that?
Maybe like a little.
A little bit, okay. Yeah. I can eat the whole pack with ease. Cameron? Oh, that's what I said. Cameron, how are you? Jackson, you're second.
Well, I just wanted to say about the M&M's thing. If I don't know if you know, but there's a brownie batter one.
There's also a coconut.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they're both terrible. So, go ahead with your second.
My question is, I asked this the last time I was on the podcast. I actually asked Jamie this question at the end of 5 questions.
And I answered it. Probably you said it was the best answer you've ever heard. That's what I heard.
I said, if you could eat one food forever, what would it be? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh. I would say dinner if it could be pizza.
Okay.
That's what me and him said.
Yeah. I could eat pizza daily. I mean, I really could. I mean, because you could go different types of pizza. You go breakfast pizza for
spinach
breakfast.
Spinach and feta.
Oh, spinach and feta if you want to be a little healthier. Or just, you know, 5 meats if you just want to get nasty and forget about cholesterol.
Greasy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gavin's very stoic over here. He thinks about it. Cameron, go ahead. You got the third question. Are you ready? Did you write your question down? You know I have rules about that.
I wrote a question, marked it out, because I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So does that count?
Didn't I steal your question one time? You were mad at me, right?
Yeah, you stole my. You did 2 things. You stole both things from me.
Was it Go Home Song?
Mm-mm.
Was it question?
It was a question.
Was it a joke?
It was a 5 question and an actual question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I do here as the host with the most. Go ahead.
Hang on. I'm helping Jackson.
Yeah, my phone's dead, so I can't find the...
Okay, so you know this is live, right? We can't just... let's pause. Let me look at the phone.
Okay, so like I know genies do 3 wishes, but if you only got 1 wish from a genie, what would your wish be?
Oh, that's a good question. That's your best question ever.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Could I ask for more wishes, or am I locked in one?
It could be anything you want.
Oh, anything I want?
Yeah.
Man, I really like an unlimited bank account, man. I could do some...
So damage. Unlimited riches.
Unlimited rich. I could do some damage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some good. We could do some good as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so sure. I saw this question. I'm going to ask you this. This is not one of the 5 questions. I saw this, and Catherine, you can do part of this too. And this won't be good for you, Catherine. So if you were over this age, think about what you would do. You could go back to 10 years old and restart knowing everything that you know. Okay. Redo everything with all the knowledge you have now. Or you could go to 45 years old and live off $25 million and have it. To live off of, what would you do? It's a no-brainer for me.
You know, I would probably go back a little further, you know, because there's things like Apple that you could just put some money in, and that $25 million, it wouldn't even touch it.
Yeah,
what you could do with that,
no doubt.
So you're thinking, go back? Okay, I got you. What about you, Kevin?
That's a hard one.
It is a tough one. It's not easy.
The money sounds great, but.
You could redo a lot of things.
Yeah, I think I would have to go back.
And you can, like you said, you would know stuff that is about to, you can invest in some things that you didn't know. Like, you could go, this internet thing one time is going to take off. What? Internet? What? What?
Yeah, I'm going back to 10 years
old. Is this like a
Back
to the Future sort of thing? Like, can we do sports betting? Or?
That's a good point. All right, you got the fourth question.
Very food-based. Since you're Italian, you said you're Italian. What is your favorite Italian dish?
I am going to just say anything pasta. I just, man, I like
that's noodles. Too vague.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say
come on with the heat there.
I like, you know, I like the fettuccine. I like the thicker noodles.
Yeah, good answer.
That is good. That is good.
I'm a big foodie. So,
well, you know, my question was gonna be last meal. Like, if it's your last meal, what would you eat? But since we've already had multiple food questions, I will change that. Just basic. Anywhere in the world, you can spend 24 hours. Where would you go? Anywhere. It could be Chattanooga. It could be Pleasant Grove. Anywhere you want to go, you can spend 24 hours.
You know.
And you got unlimited resources.
You know, I don't really like the whole lot of traveling thing. But, you know, we've been keeping my buddy's property up for about 25 years. And, you know, that's our go-to spot. Take my son up there. Hunt, fish, when you got a big lake, a lot of land, and just, you know, that's our go-to. So don't really care. I mean, I could sit in the living room, look out over the deck, over the lake, and so don't really have to go anywhere else, man. I just like
being... Very low-key.
Yeah, like being at Ross Bunch's place up in Fayette.
Okay, that's good. I would, with unlimited resources, I'd probably go to Vegas for 24 hours with unlimited resources. I'd stay in the Taylor Swift suite. That'd be great.
Go.
I was going to make a movie reference, but I don't think I can say that on here.
I know where you're going.
You need to cut it with the Taylor Swift.
Michael, thank you so much for joining Chamber Chat.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed being here.
And good luck with the summer program and the pool. We hope it works out.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go with the go-home song. This is Jackson's pick here, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. So until we meet again, you've been listening